Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 248. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Bunch of guys bringing a bunch of apps, especially so today. It is Empty the Tank Friday. I know that doesn't rhyme at all or have any type of alliteration, but that's what we do on Friday. We empty tanks. That basically means, for those of you uninitiated, that any apps that we didn't talk about during the whole week throughout those shows, we bring to this show and we just kind of rapid fire through them. So let us get right into it. Joining us right now is Eric and Dor. I'll introduce them real quick and then we'll get into some apps, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Dor?
Hey, Steve. I will say I didn't think I would want to play disc golf more after our Monday show, but I do think I want to play it more now, i.e. play it at all.
I'll tell you, ever since Eric started talking about it, I have wanted to play it. It sounds really fun, but I got to get some people together and see what's going on with it down here. And so I could brush up and then go up there and kick Eric's butt at it.
There you go. Go bring it. I'm ready.
All right. How you doing there, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com?
I'm doing well. Hey, speaking of disc golf, I'll tell you what, it's a lot cheaper than regular golf. I've got a daughter, and I had a proud dad moment this morning. I was driving to work, and I heard my daughter's name on the news for having the top score in a golf outing yesterday for her high school. And she's only a sophomore. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. That was a proud dad moment when you get to hear the top leading scorer for the Rockets was her. You know, so that's pretty cool.
For
real golf, yes.
Very cool, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, and if you don't have the money for real golf, but you like to be outside and walk around in parks, frisbee golf or disc golf is a good substitute for much, much cheaper.
Huh. Tell us more. No, I'm just kidding.
Real golf?
Here's the only thing disc golf needs, in my humble opinion, to take over, and that is...
It's already taken over.
No.
It's taken over the course. Our show, the all week.
A bar. At the end of the course, a bar. Done.
In a public park. I offer up to you Joshua Park in Rock Falls, Illinois. Is built, that? Right? Yes. There's a bar right at the end of it.
Smart man. That's all I got to say.
Yes. The bar was actually there before the disc golf course.
They probably do really good. All right, Eric, what do you got in your tank for this week?
You know, my tank is small this week, but I've got a really good excuse because one of my two Android devices keeps turning itself off. So it's kind of frustrating to be looking at it for apps on that. And my other device has to have Wi-Fi. So my first app that I have is E-Online Comcast Entertainment Group. Basically, this is the app that tells you all about great shows like The Spoiled Rich Kids of Beverly Hills and all the other great stuff that's on the E network. I was hoping, and I guess it was too much to ask for, that when you watch the video clips, you could hit a Chromecast button. But as of right now, it does not do that. So
it also appears to have all kinds of the tabloid news on it, as every screenshot portrays.
E is pretty much all about celebrities. You know, if you want to learn about them, this is your app. I'm going to call it, it could be okay app for some. I'm going to call it a crap app just because, not that the subject is so bad, because that's just, you know, somebody's opinion. Some people are really into, you know, the Kardashians and stuff, but to not have the Chromecast ability on an app like this, that's for a television station, shame on them.
I'll say this is almost par for the course, Eric. A lot of people involved in terrestrial old school media don't want you watching their Android stuff on a television. They want you to watch their television stuff on a television because they get more ad revenue. That's their logic. I don't agree with it. I think it's stupid. I think let people consume your content the way they want to and put your ads in it how you would normally and get those rewards. It's better than you saying, I don't like this app because I can't Chromecast it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to hurt them any, but.
You know Shakira is leaving The Voice?
I didn't know she was on it.
I didn't. Who's that? I saw a screenshot. Who is that? You know who Shakira is? She has the most Facebook followers in the world. That's who she is.
Really?
Face what?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's in the cloud, Dor. Don't you know about the cloud?
No. I don't know nothing about no cloud.
It's where you post things to the cloud.
You know, it's in your on-site storage.
Is it like
that's what I'm going to use from now on. What is it called?
Is it like Friendster?
It's kind of like Orkut.
All right, Eric, what else do you got in your tank?
All right,
Whoa. Ooh. That was E! Online from Comcast Entertainment Group. Yuck, Comcast. What else you got, Eric?
I've got a pretty cool calendar app called Sunrise Calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Dora's going to like this one.
Pastels?
Yeah, it's not totally pastels, but it's just the GUI of it is... yeah, it's pastel-y, I guess, yeah.
It is so much. It's the most pastel I've ever seen.
I don't know, and I didn't check out the video for this, but it's got the most unique way of scrolling through your dates. So when you first open it up, after you import your calendars to it, it'll have this screen where it's half, the top half of the screen is a couple lines of dates, like the bottom part of your calendar, and then down below it is all your appointments. And as you scroll through your appointments down below, it's separate from the top, and then the top expands and moves. The little circle that's on each day will move over as you scroll through them and go from day to day. It's really kind of neat. And then you can pull that down and make the whole calendar show so you can see all 31 days. You can push it back up to see more tasks and appointments. I'm going to give it a try for a while. I think it's a neat idea.
It just syncs completely with Google Calendar.
It syncs with Google Calendar, Outlook, everything. I mean, there was just a ton of things that it syncs with, including Exchange. It works perfectly with Exchange.
It looks really cool, man.
Yeah, I'll say, Eric, your skepticism is warranted. It's valid. But this app was also in my list. This was the calendar app I put on my laptop on my Android x86 install.
Really?
Yeah. The color patterns are not me. I'll say that. But everything else about the app I like just because it's different. I like that how you have the calendar view at the top, a week calendar, stretch it to the month calendar. Bottom, you have what I think I would call agenda view, and then you can scroll over to see a more, what I think of as more of a Outlook type format of the calendar. Everyone should try to be more organized. Organization is good. I will say I do like this app so far. I've only had it for like 2 or 3 days, but so far it gets a thumbs up in my book, and I don't see myself running away from it unless a Google Calendar thing leapfrogs it and does something fantastic. For right now, this literally is meeting all of my needs.
Plus, pastel borders aren't in the actual app. That's just for the screenshots.
Right. Did you get the little carrot circle at the bottom left? Did you understand what was going on with that thing?
I saw it. I don't get it. I tried to tap
it.
It's
cool. It's really cool. So when you're on today's date, it's pointing straight up. As you move into the future and scroll through your events and meetings, it slowly rotates to the right. So if you like look away from your phone and then look back at it, you might be confused as to, whoa, I didn't realize I have a meeting today, but it's not actually today. That little carrot thing will be pointing to the right. You click it, it'll go all the way back up to the top to right now, to today's date. It's just a neat little extra feature that I would never have thought of that they added there.
Hmm. It's a carrot?
I don't know. It's like a little carrot
it's symbol. It's like a carrot symbol.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like a carrot, like eat.
No. What's up, Doc?
Yeah, like what's up, Doc carrot. Sweet, man. I like it, Eric. Anything else in your tank?
Unfortunately, that's my whole tank.
Well, that's okay because that app was called Sunrise by... Who's the developer? Sunrise Calendar. I'm sorry. Sunrise Calendar by Sunrise Outlier Incorporated. Good tank, though, man. Two solid apps. And Dor, what do you got in your tank?
Okay, first app I'm going to give, Steve, I don't want to say it was in direct competition to your OneDrive application earlier this week, but I'll say it's It's in the same arena. It's called a Backblaze.
I was actually going to check these guys out, so I'm glad you brought this. Yeah.
Well, the impression I got is this is a very new app. It's maybe a week old.
Yeah.
So maybe when you looked at it, they wouldn't even have it. But I will say, there's a lot of companies out there doing backup. This is one of the companies I do believe has been around at least a little bit longer, and I do expect them to be around for at least another year or two. So I think they could be a alternative. I will say their prices, I think, are more enterprise, small business focused and not single user focused. But if this is something that you are looking at using for your own instance in your own home or your own small business, this app might push it over the limit of being, yes, this is what I want. It only works with the paid service, with the Backblaze service doing the backup, but this is a gateway to your data. You could, I think, set up certain folders on your Android device to be backed up, but what it really is, it lets you access your backed up files and lets you, if you want to, publicly share a single file at a time or a single a folder at a time.
Really? Yeah. That's the kind of features I wanted. I didn't want like a compressed backup somewhere that I couldn't touch. Mm-hmm. So this is really cool. And this is only $5 a month, dude, it looks like, for unlimited storage.
Yeah, I think what they do is once you get over something like 300 gigs, what they do is I think they actually slow your connection down a little bit. So it's one of those give and takes where they say unlimited, you know.
Until you reach the limit.
Until you reach the limit. But it's a cool app.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought this, man. I did want to check out Backblaze. That was the next one that popped in my mind, but I pulled the trigger on OneDrive before I had a chance. Cool.
Gotcha.
And that's called Backblaze by Backblaze.
Yep. Okay, this next app, I actually think I got a ping from this app. I'm not sure who it was on Google+. It might have been Todd on Google+. I went through a home screen thing for a while. This is another newer one. This is called Blur, a launcher replacement. Certain things about this home launcher, I think they really did right. And then some things they really went out on a limb. And I'm not going to say that they did right yet. For instance, their basic home screen is based off of the Google launcher. So it's going to look and act exactly like the regular home screen on the Google launcher. But they got rid of Google Now and they basically have their own Blur version of it. And I will say they have the audacity to say in the video, it's better than Google Now.
Oh,
okay.
It's kind of like what Samsung did, but that's
app we brought. Right. That's like me saying I can shoot basketballs better than Michael Jordan. I mean, it's kind of hard to say that and for me to take it seriously. But if anyone's listened to Linux or the rest of us or other shows I've been on, I have a tendency to believe applications with plug-in type architecture where you can have add-ons, extensions to a app, it's going to be better because other people can add to it. Well, this does have plug-in architecture where people can submit custom pages or custom blocks, I want to say they're called. So this is still young. There's not a lot of pages, not a lot of blocks you can pick from. But if it catches up a little bit and it gets a little bit popular, this could challenge third-party launchers like Trebuchet, Apex, and other launchers like that. But not right now. But it's still cool to play with, cool to look at, cool to experience. But don't believe it's better than Google Now.
I think anybody who has used Google Now, and I've been away from it for a little while, anybody who uses Google Now would probably, at least, oh, maybe not everybody, just me, maybe, but I would like to add more blades to the Google Now page. You know, I'm not really into sports, so I don't take advantage of the sports page or the stocks page or blades or whatever they're called in Google Now. Cards. I'm sorry, they're cards. But I wish there was more cards for me on there, and to have a third party way to add cards into it would be super, into things that I would be interested in. It'd be great.
Here's the thing. You can add cards to it. It's just not a direct input method. Here's the example I use. If you use Google Now to search for foolish IT, D7, D-uninstall, or Nick Shaw enough, which is only a couple times, you will start seeing whenever there's updates on his website, a Google Now card dedicated to foolish IT. It depends on what you search for in that main screen. Now, hypothetically, if you search for the origin of the term Bluetooth and then the origin for the term USB, you know what I mean, you might start seeing when there's new stuff posted to that site. I will say I've seen that more than a couple of times to where I go to my Google Now and all of a sudden I'll see new apps that hit the Play Market or new Chromebooks or, you know, things like that just appearing because I searched for them.
That's true.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, yeah, that was Blur, a launcher replacement.
By Clinker Apps.
Yes, thank you.
Do you need to file a grievance, Steve, for him trying to do your job?
I didn't say anything because I wanted to see how long you guys would not talk for, and that's about 5 seconds. So
yeah, I couldn't go any longer.
That's kind of like, yeah, we don't. That's not the game to play on a podcast. So
no, not with me around. I you know, I can't do it. And now this next app, I wanted to very carefully describe this app. It's called Cabin Family Task Plus Locations.
Tasks.
I honestly, this has the potential to be a Voxer competitor. I will say that, and I know it's a little bit of a stretch, some people might say, but I honestly believe this has the potential to do it because you can do text, you can do pictures, and you can do audio clips. That was one of the things that kind of blew me away. They tout privacy. No, nothing about this is private. There's no doubt in my mind. But it also integrates much more with the mapping aspect where in Voxer, you can tap on a description and you can see a little bit of a map and a little bit of location. This takes the mapping a little bit further, and it does say there's a way you can do task type stuff in there. I didn't really leech onto that too much, but that does seem like another thing that could be good for groups of people, whether you're separated or you're together. So I really do want to give this app a fair shake, a fair shot. It's going to be really hard to dethrone Voxer, though.
I think, you know, having the friends in Voxer that I have, I don't know if this could ever take the place of Voxer because it has the word family in it. And some of the stuff that happens in Voxer has nothing to do with, it shouldn't have anything to do with family.
Familia.
Not family friendly sometimes.
All right. Sorry, Eric, were you done?
Yes.
There's a couple things about this video that I have to remark on. Number one.
That yet.
Number one. I love the little laptop stand she's using. I might be out of it. I don't know if businesses use that now where you just bring your laptop to work, you throw it up on there and that's your workspace. Number two, they talk about pizza quite a bit in that. And I'm friggin' starving right now. I could go for one of them. Number three, I would like to try this if you guys are game.
I'm in.
Yep. Yep.
I consider you guys family.
Familia. Don't expect me to talk too much because my phone turns off all the time, so don't take it personal.
We got to do something about that, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, yeah, and this will be a little side test. One of the painful things about Voxer to a lot of people is if you don't have a phone and you only have an Android tablet, it's either very difficult or they find it impossible to join Voxer without a phone number. So this might be easier for that kind of task.
This is neat. Keep track of your loved ones by viewing their location at any time. That's you guys.
I love
you guys.
Love you, man. I like the way the little buttons move and stuff, too. It's got a neat little UI to it.
Yeah. Let's give it a shot. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Cool, Dor. I likes it. And that Very is cool. called Cabin-Family Tasks Plus Sign location from cabin.
Yeah, Kate. Now, this one is the kind of app I cannot speak on. I should not speak on. I will not speak on. I will just describe what it says about itself. Okay. I am not in charge of money in my household for very, very good reasons.
What's one of the reasons? We would just spend it all?
We wouldn't have a house.
Okay.
She would never get things that she likes. Okay. You know, the kids would have new video games and new consoles. I would have, you know, new stuff, and we would be living out of a cardboard box on the street. Thanks to her, we have a house. A house is good.
Okay.
Okay. This app is called Simple-Better Banking. I will say I love the idea of this. I really do like the looks of it too, even though it has some pastel-y in it. Because here's the thing. The impression I get is this is how you can personally manage your money, not necessarily connect to a bank and just connect with your spending habits, but you can actually manage your spending habits from here. This to me is more of a proactive than a reactive money solution. You know what I mean?
You have to enter your numbers in there. It doesn't access your bank.
That's everything I can see. I have that. Not that my wife would give me the credentials to that anyway. Because here's the thing. I would love to expand the number of conferences I go to every year. And to be honest, very honest, not just Linux conferences. I would like to go to more conferences. Well, conferences cost Monet, Dinero, Cake, Greenback, dollar bill. I mean, it costs money. The only person I know who successfully does this is Cody Cooper. Cody Cooper literally all year sets money aside for his various things that he goes to. So I literally asked him to take a peek at this. I asked him to install this. I asked him to play with this. It's only been like a day, so I'm going to wait till he gets back with me for a final ruling judgment on this app. But I will say, organization can't be bad. This doesn't look really painful to keep up on top of, so I think it will be a good one, a good app.
I agree. Yeah, any type of order you can put in on your finance lines is helpful. So good luck with it.
Yeah.
And the name of that app is Simple Better Banking from Simple Finance Technology Corp.
Yep. Okay. This was the kind of game I just had to see the name of it, and I knew. I'm bringing this one. It was $2.99. Unbeknownst to me, my son took some money out of his piggy bank, and he went grocery shopping with my wife, and he picked up a gift card off of the Google Play gift card off of the Alway, handed my wife the gift card and money, and said, "I want this, Mom." So he came to me with a gift card. I put it on my account because that's the way I roll. And then I let him buy games via my account. So then we both had the games. This game to me was just fun. No in-app purchases, $2.99. It's called Big Action Mega Fight. I implore people, watch the video. If you were at all a fan of the game Final Fight in the arcade, where you were... Hagar or the other two guys, can't remember their names, Cody, I want to say it was one of the guys' names, and you would basically walk sideways, punch, kick, and jump, and special attack kind of thing. It's basically a button masher in a sense. Really fun to play, but I'm not going to say I completely understand the game. I'm going to have to ask my son, because apparently everything in the game makes chicken sounds. I think the main character has something against chickens.
Yeah, because you could throw chicken bombs.
Yeah, chicken bombs. I see that.
Yeah. I just thought this was a genuinely quote-unquote fun game.
Yeah, it looks pretty fun. Yeah,
the video is really cool. The fire is very unique at how it swirls so much. And what causes that?
Huh, I got to watch that again. The fire? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It curls.
Interesting. I guess that's what chicken bombs do. That's the kind of
That, yeah, that's true. Good point.
Combustion that happens there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Cool. That one's called Big Action Mega Fight from Execution Labs.
Okay, now I am rounding third, guys, just to let you know.
Great, great developer name, by the way, too.
Yeah, it is.
I missed
it. I like that.
Oh, Execution Labs. Okay. Here's another game that it has in-app purchases, but it's free, so I put it on my device first. I just played with it for a little bit. The person looks like Japanese anime manga-ish, but the gameplay is almost like a side-scrolling Street Fighter, is the best way I can describe it. This game was actually a lot more fun than I thought. I didn't need to spend any money yet. They do try to entice you basically after every stage to spend money, but I don't think you really have to spend money in order to get far in this game. Unfortunately, this suffers from the atypical 50% of the video in the game in the Play Store doesn't even have shots of the game in it. You know, but
it does.
Not
screenshots. Not screenshots. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, that's silly.
Right.
Why do they do that?
Yeah, it was kind of a combination to me of the later Street Fighters or Killer Instinct, Jose Quezada, because you could do combos, but it was side scroller. So I personally found this a lot of fun. Really good looking graphics. You know, not great. Okay. Just good.
This Arcane is Soul by M Seed Company.
Thank you. Thank you. This next one is classified as a game. It's $1. Haven't bought it yet. I'm pretty sure I'm going to use my son's gift card for this one because it makes no sense to me. It's $1. It does have in-app purchases. It's called Mountain. It says it's a role-playing game. The video makes absolutely no sense. The screenshots make kind of no sense, and the description kind of makes no sense. You're a mountain with exposed earth underneath it, floating around in space like Mario galaxies. But there's an atmosphere going around it, and it's some kind of customization creation, sim maybe like interactions with the mountain itself. It's
frankly kind of creepy.
So it's role playing, and the role that you would play is a large rock floating in space.
In space.
With trees growing on it.
With trees growing on it.
You are mountain. You are God.
I don't know if those go together.
I don't understand it at all. I will say I'm afraid if I do put this on my son's tablet, I might damage his psyche because this makes no sense. I might send him to a downward spiral for the next 15 years or so, but wow. I think I'm going to do it.
The third screenshot really makes it interesting because you collect items and organize them, and there's very large padlocks.
But I don't see where you collect them from.
There's no organization there.
There's actually a Viewmaster 3D disc stuck in part of the mountain up there that you might watch Disney pictures off of.
Yeah, and a fire extinguisher, it looks like, and a traffic cone.
Then it goes back to fulfilling your dreams of being a mountain. It's got a random baseball just sticking out the side. Maybe it's kind of like Beautiful Katamari in a way, too, where items float by and stick to you. Wow, that's... it's intriguing, man. Good app.
And the quotes in the description are pretty hilarious. I mean, it's like there's some legitimate reviewers saying, like, you know, nothing you do matters in this game, but you still obsess over it and all kinds of stuff like that.
And that's from Wired. That's a pretty legit review.
The Verge says it's the only experience that has ever made me feel sad about a geological phenomenon. Interesting. Man. I think it's worth $1. You need to explore this game.
Sure.
You go ahead and buy it.
I don't need any more sadness. I know. Especially about geology.
All right. Well, that one was called Mountain. I don't even know who the developer is. Look it up yourself.
Please. David O'Reilly.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, this might cause sadness, though, Eric. I will say that. And it's because it has the backing of a company called Intuit. Intuit is almost like saying Weatherbug to the wrong group of people. You'll just make them like, ugh.
Adobe, true. Microsoft, and Intuit. There you go. That's those three.
Yes. But I will say this. This actually intrigued me and caught my eye and made me look at it. Because I haven't looked at anything Intuit for like a decade, okay? But this honestly caught my eye. It's called QuickBooks Self-Employed.
Ooh, now, I might be interested in this.
No. The app technically does nothing without a paid subscription, monthly subscription to Intuit in their self-employed plan.
Dude,
now,
sign up.
Now, it's only, I believe, $9.99 a month, which isn't extreme. It's more than I honestly thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like $5 a month or so. $10 a month is a little bit more than I thought. But this, like, ongoing supposedly can help you with all of your self-employed finances, all of your taxes, all of your income, all of your expenses. So I love the idea of it. I don't know if I love the idea of Intuit.
I like your other app better than this one. And
Mountain,
they'd have to pay Mountain Dew and the other finance app, but they'd have to pay me $10 a month to even look at this app. Bad memories.
Oh, okay. I don't have too many bad memories because I always avoided QuickBooks at all costs.
It's a good point. Good.
But
good
the philosophy. Fact that I have the taxes you have to pay for being self-employed are just ridiculous. So anything that could help you with that is a bonus. I find it amazing to be penalized for wanting to open my own business by like just killing me with taxes. And I really have a bone to pick with that. You penalize the producers.
I'll help you out. Waveapps.com. Check that one out, Steve.
What's it called?
Wave Apps.
Okay.
Yeah, Waves App or Wave Apps. That's who I used to use, and it's great.
Okay, great. Awesome.
It's a freemium, but you can get for what you do and what you need, you probably wouldn't have to pay really anything. And it works perfect.
Dude, I'm there. Thank you,
sir. I think if I'm not mistaken, Eric, this was the one where some of the back end stuff actually ties in with your Google Drive and it stores the data there.
Stuff would be nice where you might be able to save a scanned invoice and, put it with the money that's transferred, that kind of thing.
That means Intuit has infiltrated your Google Drive then.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No. Wave, I think.
Oh.
Because Tracy Holt, small business guy, out the wazoo, he showed me one where basically the front end is on their website. You grant access to the Google Drive. So basically all of your data is being stored on Google Drive. So you own all of your data.
Cool.
And this looks like it might have been it, but I'm not sure. But this one,
That's what I totally used for my business was that. And it worked beautifully.
Awesome. Now, I do have to say this doesn't look bad just from looking at the screenshots, but that's just screenshots. So.
Smoke me.
And no reviews yet. What is this, brand new?
It is brand new.
Wow. No reviews. Let me rate it. 1.
Okay.
Cool, man. No, okay, I didn't rate it. I'm just kidding. by the way, this is called QuickBooks Self-Employed. Now, all right. Should I keep saying the name of these apps? What do you guys think? What do you think?
I'm not going to say Melissa no. think?
What?
What's Melissa think? That's what matters, I think.
Because I don't know. I feel like I'm interrupting Door.
No.
I feel like it doesn't flow.
You're setting the pace.
I don't want to do it anymore.
It hasn't even been a full week.
This is too funny, man.
Listen. No, listen. I'm serious, Steve. Do what we can to push it as close to a month as possible doing this. And let's look at our numbers.
All right, fine.
Did we get double the downloads on episode 245?
No.
Yet. That's all it takes. All they got to do is just everybody go to 245 and do it, and we're forced to then. Until then, Steve can say, I don't want to do it. After that, though,
That's right. We did lay down those rules.
Yeah.
I think, just so I don't break the flow, I think on Empty the Tank Day, if you guys remember to say it, say it. If you miss it, I'll say it. How about that?
Sure.
No? Okay.
I think we should just have more long pauses with nothing, dead air space.
No.
Just to try it. And then, then we'll be forced to fill it in with names of apps.
The next app is called Amazon Local Register. Okay. Amazon Local. Again, I've been saying now for weeks, Amazon is going full throttle with this stuff, okay? This is their this is their Square Up, their PayPal here, credit card sliding mechanism machine, basically cash register system. Yeah, Amazon, here's the thing. Amazon, to me, is starting to disconnect. Slowing down, solely relying on people going on their desktop computer to www.amazon.com. They're starting to actually try to flow out there. You know, they have the Amazon Fire Phone, which ain't selling. They're doing all these different apps. I personally think if I was a small business owner with a physical shop, a physical store, or if I was on the road selling stuff, I think having an Amazon card reader attached to my device would look credible. Amazon's a company everyone knows. You know, so I wouldn't be against it.
You would be against it?
No, I wouldn't be against it.
And since you put it that way, yeah, I'm like, what else? What does this have to offer? And you're right. Amazon is branching out. This has nothing to do with them selling products on their website. So it's like a totally different service they're getting into.
Right. But it enables me as a business owner to, in a very seamless, non-transactional fee way, to have incoming stuff into my business and then buying stuff on that same Amazon account to support my business, which is, I'm sure that's what they want.
Do they give perks to, if you use this to get discounted on Amazon site or anything like that?
Not that I saw.
Okay. Hey, if it's still just a good service, standalone service, like that competes with Square and PayPal, I love it, man. Lower those credit card rates. Definitely. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll say, here's what they say. Next day deposits, live customer support from Amazon. They claim good security, which I hope the Lord they do have good security. No long-term commitments, no fees for chargebacks or refunds. So,
I don't...
Yeah.
10 years ago, oh my gosh, those merchant account companies, they had you by the you-know-what. Now, after Square and PayPal and this is where it's at. But this got terrible reviews. It must be, like, at least buggy software-wise.
Well, it is still pretty new. I want to say it's less than a week old, week and a half old.
Well, I think a lot of people are mostly downing it, too, because the limited amount of devices it's compatible with. There's only 5 things you can use it with.
Huh.
I mean, now, yeah. I do like, I can't remember what Square's at as far as an interest rate for charging you to use it. But it's kind of neat how they 1.75 until January 1st, and then it goes up to 2.5% after that.
Yeah. Square, I think, was 2.37 is what I want to say.
So if you go to the flea market and the guy's got this, say, hey, I want this to go to podnuts.com/Amazon before you swipe, please.
I'm not sure that would work. But that was called Amazon Local Register, which I'll say has the most commonsensical name of all of these apps. It just makes sense.
It does. Good point.
Okay. Last app for the day here for me. Strictly, this is on my Android x86 device. And to be honest, so far, I like what I'm seeing. I think this is going to help me out. It's called Turbo Editor, Text Editor. I brought one back a while ago. I want to say it was called like Silver Edit, which is a good app. It's a very good app. It's, you know, solid app. This one, though, I was really shocked and impressed at a bit how snappy it worked, how fast it worked, the good color coding when I was doing HTML on it. With a full keyboard, this kind of stuff to me is much more usable than trying to use a touchscreen keyboard.
What do you think about this one, Steve?
I like it.
It looks confusing to me. Honestly, I don't know if I could.
Well, I mean, it's meant to be a code editor. So if you're not coding,
I'm a user, not a creator.
You're not going to do a lot with this app because this really is not a good app to fashion text documents or memos or essays.
It's better in black and white, though. I do like the colors.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty.
Yeah. And to be honest, Eric, I couldn't answer your question properly because I was just reading the chat and I missed some of what Dorse said. It's very unlike me and I apologize, but that's the truth. There.
It's okay.
I wasn't trying to put you on the spot or anything. I just thought.
I looked up and then Eric was like, what do you think, Steve? And you never say that ever in the show. I don't
remember. Only when Dorse brings these apps would I ever say that.
All right. Anything else on this one, guys?
Nothing. Nope.
Turbo Editor Text Editor by Maskyn, Maskyn.
All right. Well, these are awesome. Tons of apps this show. Hope you guys got some good stuff out of there. I like the variety. I like everything about this show. I think it was a damn good show. Probably one of my favorites. Let me see if the guys have anything to say before we end off, and then we'll be ending off. Door.
I want to thank everyone again who goes to podnuts.com/Amazon. And I want to let people again, do not forget podnuts.com/AAA group for your chance to win the club. Sony Smartwatch 2. Can you hear it? That's the watch. I didn't break it. It's fine.
Very cool. Yes, go ahead to podnuts.com/AAA club. We'll talk more about that after we
What did I say?
Hey, I'm just glad to be here. podnuts.com/Amazon. Yeah, sign up for the club. I can't wait to see somebody get the smartwatch. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. There is going to be perks to the club, so definitely sign up. podnuts.com/AAA club. Yeah, we covered that already, but we're doing good. I mean, you guys, the guys who have subscribed, we already sent you a special link today. So if anybody is not subscribed, you're missing out. But thank you, everybody who has, and we really appreciate the support. All right, that is going to be it for Android App Addicts for this week. Hope everyone has a good weekend. Go buy a pizza, like cheese and mushrooms.
Mm.
Yeah. Go buy one. It's Friday. Just eat one. Right? You deserve it. Talk to you later.